Dot Express. Up the stop, I'll get you to rock.
Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise. Here with your host, Luke Mead, as it is every Wednesday on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Coming up in the next hour and a half, all the noise that's fit to play. We're going to start our first half hour off with an amazingly underrated American composer, Salvatore Martiriano, with his wonderful, wonderful psychedelic masterpiece, LGA. Salvatore Martiriano was the composer, teacher of composition at the University of Illinois, and worked in many fields of electronic music. And this album I'm holding in my hot little hands, LGA, it stands for Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, is a multimedia performance featuring three films, music, and the poet Michael Holloway reciting the Gettysburg Address through an oxygen mask, feeding him helium from a tank whose valve he can control for effect. So for the next, 24 odd minutes or so, no pun intended, this is Salvatore Martiriano with LGA.
Can long endure. Battlefield of that war. Given their lives that nation might live. in a larger sense. We cannot dedicate. We cannot consecrate. We cannot hallow. This ground. The brave man living and dead. Who struggled here. Have consecrated it. Far above our power to add or detract. Dead,
Yeah, to the unfinished work that they have thus far.
So nobly carried on. It is rather for us to be here dedicated.
To the great task remaining before us. To the great task remaining before us. We take increased devotion. Yeah. Devotion. Devotion to that cause. Yeah. Cause. Yeah. For which they here gave their last full measure. Yeah. The last full measure of devotion. Yeah. Devotion.
Well, there you have it. Salvatore Martiriano. his 1968 composition, LGA, which stands for Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, for Gassed Masked Politico Helium Bomb and two-channel tape out on Polydor Records. You're not going to find this anywhere. Yes, indeed, you're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Other stuff going on in the world of avant-garde and weirdness. Does anyone live in New York? Well, if you do, congratulations. Tonight, you better be going to the Knitting Factory. Because tonight at the Knitting Factory, April 9th, is Beefheart Night, which features, among other attractions, a somewhat rare appearance by Fast and Bulbous, the Beefheart band led by the former Don Van Vliet cohort Gary Lucas on guitar and the Microscopic Septet's Philip Johnson. And as always, with an event like this, the usual handful of downtown hipsters are going to be there, including Lee Ronaldo, Alan Vega, Roswell Rudd, Kurt Loder, Danny Fields, and Hal Wilner will be there to read Don Van Vliet's poems and to reminisce about them. So in this next set of music, some fairly, well, you're going to hear some Captain Beefheart and also some Captain Beefheart-influenced kind of stuff. Enjoy.
The following tone is a reference tone, recorded at our operating level.
Black bold black, I was taught the gift of love. Two island children painted joy, sunshine bright, girl and boy. Bagger tricks and candy sticks, peppermint kite for my thorn.
Yellow brick, black bold black. Keep on walking and don't look back.
I walked along happy and then came back. I followed the yellow brick road. Lost and found, I saw you down, altar bound, taught the gift of love. The yellow brick road took my load. Sunshine girl, come to my abode. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 miles long, oh, I can't ever go wrong. Clouds are gray and yesterday, devil on my shoulder, there's time to play.
The yellow brick, black road. Keep on walking and don't look back.
Around the corner, the wind blew back. Follow the yellow brick road. It ended up at Black Bowl. Black Bowl's taught the gift of love. Two island children painted joy. Sunshine bright, girl and boy. Bag of tricks and candy sticks. Peppermint kite for my toy.
Yellow brick, Black Bowl.
I follow the yellow brick road. 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 I follow the yellow brick road.
lucid tentacles test in sleeve and join in jointed jade pointed diamondback patterns. Neon meat dream of a octafish. Artifact on rose petals, in flesh petals and pots. Fact in feast, in tubes, tubs, bulbs, ingest, incest, ingest, ingest, in feast, incest. In specks, in speckled, speckled, speckled speculation. Bedlocks waddling feast. Archaic faces frenzy. Ceramic fists, artificial decease. In cysts, rancid buds burst. Dank drum in dung dust. Meat rose in hairs, meaty. Meat rose in hairs, meaty. Dream wet meat. Limp damp rose. Peeled in felt. Fields in belts. Impaled on in daemon. Mucus mules. Twat trot. Tra la. Tra la. Tra la. Tra la. Tra la. Whalebone. Fields in belts. Whalebone farmhouse. Cavorts girdled in ladders alight. Cavorts girdled in ladders alight. A dipped amidst. Squirm in serum. In semen. In syrup. In semen. In serum. Stirrup in syrup. Neon meat dream of a octopus.
Seems dreams boats to forever.
permanently hiatus. Thinking Fellers Union Local 282, you just heard there, off of their classic Strangers from the Universe. If you must own one album by them, I would recommend this one. That was Cup of Dreams. Very predominantly 90s, the Thinking Fellers were playing Vancouver quite a lot. I remember seeing them at the Starfish more than a few times, and their shows never failed to dazzle. Before that, some more kind of... I think the Thinking Fellers were more influenced by this band than they know. This Heat, off of their second album, Deceit, very clever title, just been reissued by This Is Records. And both of their records, absolutely essential. This Heat, the track you heard there, was Paper Hats, second track on Deceit. And then we had a nice little set from Captain Beefheart and his magic band, because at the Knitting Factory tonight in New York, it is Beefheart Day, where they are celebrating the art and music and poetry of Don Van Vliet, better known as Captain Beefheart. Starting off the set there, we had something off of Safe as Milk, Yellow Brick Road. And then after it, we had Abba Zaba, which technically is the song right after Yellow Brick Road on the Safe as Milk album. But I played you the version off the, it was a couple years old now, but the Magic Band reunited and did instrumental versions of some Captain Beefheart classics. And so you heard the instrumental version of Abba Zaba there by the Magic Band off of their album Back to the Front. Then we heard something off the album that everyone claims to have listened to in one sitting, but I seriously think they're lying. Trout Mask Replica. If you can make it through this double platter, you're a stronger person than I am. But you heard one of my favorites off that record, Neon Dream of an Octafish. And then we had his return to form in the 80s, Dock at the Radar Station with Sue Egypt. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Meat here. We got some more stuff coming up for you. This was a bit of an anomaly that came by my desk this week. New band, but made up of old dudes. The band is called Witch, and it is formed by Jay Maskus of Dinosaur Jr. and his longtime friend Dave Sweetapple. And they wanted to just form a simple rock band. But they found two co-criminals, if you will, Kyle Thomas and Asa Irons, who are in the unbelievably hippie folk rock group Feathers, to join in. So needless to say, you've got two old indie dudes and two neo-hippie dudes. So I know you're dying to hear what this sounds like. This is Witch on A Noise.
Oh, yeah. short stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That blue bottle? That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Yes, indeed. Charles Burnham plays many swell records here on Sweet and Hot Thursday mornings here on the Almighty CITR. This show is a noise. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. We've got the Afternoon Yak. We've got the Green Majority, Canada's only environmental talk show on CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! Ms. Amy Goodman, 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, A Go-Go with Mr. Frank Yar, 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway with Anita B. And it may be a fill-in. I believe Anita might be expecting a baby. And if she is, we wish you well here. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier, 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia, and 11 o'clock, Hans Kloss with Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here. Let's go through what you heard. We had a brand new band with some really old dudes, Witch, they're called, featuring Jay Maskus on drums. The name of the album is Paralyzed. That was the first track on the album. It's called I. And yeah, good, boisterous, hard rock. And what can you do? So, of course, what you can do is you play Dinosaur Jr. right after it. You heard You're Living All Over Me, most essential album of the, yeah, I mean, that was the best guitar solo of 1987, if you ask me. The track is called Cracked. You're Living All Over Me on SST Records, re-released on Merge. Available everywhere. It belongs in every decent record collection, if you ask me. Couple things going on. Of course, Fake Jazz Wednesdays every Wednesday at the Cobalt. Don't know what's going on, but the noise is always extraordinary. And I think it's only $3. Last week was really, really fun. I watched two girls pretend to kick the crap out of each other with contact mics on. And it was really, really, really fun. Also, keep in mind, next week, the Signal and Noise Festival starts at the Video Inn, starting Thursday, going all the way into the weekend. And that always guarantees your senses to be overloaded. And also, this one just got brought to my attention. My goodness. Saturday, April 12th, at the Emergency Room, Sissy Spacek, Yellow Swans, Rita and Sex Negatives, and the Shearing Pinks are playing. And the Yellow Swans, I got to tell you, they're from Portland, Oregon. Holy cow. Still use old reel-to-reel tape loops and stuff, and they are just a ride to watch, and they're super nice guys as well. If you're into, there's no reason not to see the noise. And speaking of Shearing Pinks, haven't played them in a while, so here we go. We'll be right back.
spots and know that stain it. My clearly hung master is high. Was we shot from inside.
Move like poison, marching slowly, massing our forces, massing rats in sewers, teeming, teeming, and massing green.
Take it and then sticks arcane scenes. These lustroyers in gillian frames. These small windows are my relief. A palliative, my last retreat. Nobly opposed to this collection of fine portraits. I'd once commissioned the flesh of my young visage.
Marching slowly, massing our forces, massing rats in sewers, teeming, teeming, and massing green.
There's a set of bands that are just scratching me where I itch right there. That was Hunting Lodge, not to be confused with the 80s quasi-industrial metal band, Hunting Lodge. This is the new British, you know, kind of avant-rock band. Their new one is called Energy Czar. This is brand new, out on Yosada Records. We heard Hero of the Beach. Before that, some more new stuff, Neptune, on the Radium Records, which is a branch off of Table of the Elements, which is a fantastic label out of Atlanta, Georgia. Great experimental stuff. The name of the album there is Gong Lake. And you heard Paris Green, that's Neptune. And then we started you off there with some local action, Shearing Pinks, who are playing Saturday night at the Emergency Room. Poison Hands, their album. Get it now. That was Blood Corridor. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is the last 15 minutes, so that means it's time for the Nurse with Wound list. And as always, we try to play something off of Steve Stapleton's jaw-droppingly large encyclopedia of his favorite bands. And it never fails to spark interest. And I've been dying to play this one. This is one of the bands that kind of started it all for the psychedelic Swedish movement in 1967. There's a few selected tracks off of their only album. This is International Harvester with Solve Got Rose Marie.
Thank you. Statsministern kan läsa, statsministern kan skriva, statsministern kan räkna. Men han kan inte dansa rocka, boga, don, don, don.
Sweden's International Harvester off of their only album, Salve Galt Rosemarie, released December of 1968. And we heard a few tracks off of their seven, to be correct. We heard Diez Ire, Ilvilen Skogen, There Is No Other Place, The Runcorn Report on Western Progress, Staatsministerin, Ho Chi Minh, and It's Only Love. And on rateyourmusic.com, there's a review here that kind of sums up how I feel about it. Salve Galt Rosemarie erases 40 years of ill-conceived styles and skin-deep trends and plants a Uri Geller-bent fork in the road for all the pursuers of something deeper and stranger to diverge toward. Astonishing. Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise here. Thanks for listening. This is Luke Neat signing off and saying, if it doesn't